Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hi, I'm Joe Keenan of Total Retail, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. Joining me today is Evan Marshall, who is the co-founder of Plain Jane Hemp. We're going to talk to Evan a little bit about Plain Jane Hemp's business and specifically its work on the BigCommerce platform, which it recently transitioned to. So thanks for joining me today, Evan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe.
So for starters, let's briefly have you tell our audience a little bit about Plain Jane Hemp.
Yeah, so Plain Jane is a CBD brand. What makes us a little bit different than other brands is we're in the CBD subcategory of smokable hemp. So specifically, people are familiar with CBD oil, CBD gummies, but there's this new emerging category, which is really based on the flower. So things that people traditionally associate with cannabis also apply to hemp. You can breed strains that have really, really low amounts of THC and huge amounts of CBD, and it looks and smells exactly like weed, but it won't get you high.
And as I noted in the intro, you're the co-founder. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why you and your partners decided to start the company?
Yeah, we really wanted to get into this industry. It goes all the way back to college. So when I was at MIT, cannabis was a big hobby of mine. I actually grew in my fraternity basement and I had a lot of fun doing it, but I really didn't think it could be a career. So I went into computer science. I got a programming job after college. And then I reconnected with Lindsay, who I actually met through a friend. And we started kind of exploring the space. CBD at that time, really no one had heard of it. Everyone was operating under the 2014 Farm Bill. So a lot of the gray area still existed. And we saw a huge problem that, you know, CBD just was way too expensive. And there were all these CBD products that we thought would be awesome to have, like CBD joints and just CBD flower, and no one was making them.
As you mentioned, the product has become obviously much more mainstream, and it's sold in all different channels, one of those being e-commerce. So let's then start. So you launched the company. And you start selling your products on Shopify's e-commerce platform. Maybe you want to tell us, go back in the time a little bit and tell us why you kind of decided to start selling via e-commerce and Shopify in particular. And then we could talk a little bit about your experience on that platform.
Yeah, so coming from a programming background, selling e-commerce just made sense to me. You know, in retrospect, some of the shipping issues at the time, I didn't necessarily anticipate, but as a platform, I really believe in e-commerce. Almost everything I buy these days is online. And really the big decision for me was, should I build my own website? Should I use a platform? Should I use, you know, one of these combinations somewhere in between like WooCommerce? We decided to go with Shopify just because really it was the first thing that kind of popped up in Google. And I think, you know, using a platform was definitely the right decision. Even with my programming background, you know, being in this business for more than 2 years, it's become really clear that most of my problems for business are not related to programming issues. So the platform, having a platform to leverage is absolutely huge.
So you started on the Shopify platform and the business is running off of that. What were some of the issues that you encountered? You talked about shipping. I would imagine you had some issues with probably transporting product due to state laws in some cases. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that and just any other of the issues that you encountered when you were selling on the Shopify platform.
Yeah, so right off the bat, the biggest problem was payment processing. So the way that Shopify works is that they actually give you payment processing immediately, right? So you can immediately start processing payments. They don't do any sort of verification. And then like a week later, they're like, oh, actually, you can't sell these products using our payment processing. So we had to scramble to find another solution. You know, this has been an ongoing problem for the CBD industry for at least as long as I've been in it, but now it's definitely a lot more stable. And the other question was, would Shopify even allow us to continue selling, you know, using their platform at all? As we got more into the business, I started talking with other people who are running other CBD e-commerce platforms, and occasionally they would just randomly be shut down. No talking to a human, just getting an email that says, hey, sorry, out of luck, please find a different platform.
Yeah, so that's obviously leads some risk in the business, and you don't know exactly like if that's going to happen to your business, and you're constantly worried about that. So Plain Jane Hemp and you and your co-founder decide to make the move, and you're going to seek out a new e-commerce platform provider. What exactly were you looking for? What were some of the capabilities that you had targeted for a new platform?
Yeah, the really big thing is we wanted a relationship with a human. So if, you know, the laws and regulations were so uncertain at that time, everything seemed in flux. I really wanted to be able to talk to a person who would just tell me, could I use that platform? And what solutions and what capabilities we'd be allowed to utilize? And the thing that BigCommerce did that was really awesome is that when we entered into an enterprise contract with them, they actually said, you know, if anything changes from a legal perspective, we're going to give you at least a month to switch to a new platform. And that was a huge reassurance because I knew I could switch, you know, with a programming background. I knew with a month of time I could switch platforms if worse came to worse, but an overnight shutoff would have been devastating.
So you mentioned you ultimately chose BigCommerce as your next platform. Tell us a little bit about what, in terms of the BigCommerce platform, made it the right solution for your brand.
Yeah. So in terms of BigCommerce, the number one is support. And this shows in so many different ways. One thing that's a little bit technical, kind of related to DNS, is that whenever you're setting up your custom domain, you have to do these updates called DNS updates. And that basically allows the internet to direct, you know, what is triplainjane.com. That kind of tells the internet where to direct, you know, visitors so that they can actually reach your website. Well, I like to do these updates at like 2 a.m. in the morning so that if, you know, something goes wrong or if there's some delay. And I've had, you know, a couple of problems on my end doing these updates, and I was always able to reach a person on BigCommerce. And that was like, you know, when it's 2 a.m. and your website's broken and you're kind of freaking out a little bit, being able to talk with the person to help you fix it is really big.
Yeah, as to your point, minimizing business interruption rather than, you know, your the quick support that you're receiving and you're able to pinpoint and solve problems without having an impact on the business.
Yeah, like when you know, especially for our business, we have a whole business that exists outside of the website. Our website is our primary sales channel, but we do all of our own manufacturing. We do all of our own order fulfillment. We even have a small farm. We have like four different agencies, state and federal, that regulate us. So there's this whole world that exists outside of the e-commerce platform, and you just want it to kind of work when you're not focused on it. You want it to keep going when you have other things on your plate.
Why don't you, and I didn't address this earlier, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your customers and how they're finding and interacting with Plain Jane Hemp and how the kind of the website plays into that?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, people have a pretty singular idea of what cannabis and what hemp is. They don't realize, you know, partially due to the legality and the lack of scientific research that's been done, how versatile a plant it is. And a lot of people, especially our customers, use cannabis to self-medicate or to, you know, try to make for some physical effect. And the getting high part is actually a big negative. So people, you know, trying to, you know, get through their day using cannabis, they don't want to be high. That's actually like a big negative for their experience because they want to be productive. They want to be engaged. So having another option that provides a lot of the same effects as cannabis without the sort of heady effects was a really big draw. And, you know, we've utilized social media. We interact with a lot of our customers over Instagram, but mostly our growth has come from customers telling each other about us.
In terms of the different channels, you mentioned the different ways that you're, you know, engaging with customers. Has physical retail and, you know, these, as laws have changed and medicinal uses have come into effect, has there any thought about ways that you could potentially expand the brand through physical storefronts?
Yeah, that was actually our goal for 2020 until, you know, a little situation happened. But, you know, all the trade shows, everything like that got canceled. It turns out that retail and selling into retail is an extremely different process than e-commerce. So we've been trying to, and 2020 was our big move to do that, but it looks like it's probably going to move to, you know, Q4 or Q1 of 2021.
Yeah, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted a whole lot of businesses' plans for this year. So you're not alone there. Getting the conversation back to a little bit about e-commerce and the big commerce platform. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about one, the timeline for going live on that platform, and then some of the business benefits that the Plain Jane Hemp has realized since it did go live?
Absolutely. So in terms of the timeline, we moved in September of 2019. It took about 2 weeks to move the website. There are some automated tools like Cart2Cart that can really help with the data migration, but overall, it just takes a lot of manual work to make sure all of your data has properly migrated and that all of your links are working. In terms of one of the biggest business benefits of BigCommerce is it's actually like the pricing structure of BigCommerce is way better for our type of business. Because what Shopify does is Shopify actually has like a cheaper plan, but they make up for it in transaction costs. So we were paying Shopify 0.5% of transactions, which is a lot of money, when they wouldn't even like process our transactions, right? Where we paid a larger kind of fixed amount with BigCommerce, we actually ended up saving, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month.
So you mentioned that you're looking for ways to potentially grow the business, and that the CBD market has gotten increasingly crowded and competitive, particularly online. So then my next question for you, Evan, is what are some of the ways that you're identifying or looking at as you plan to focus on growing profitably this year?
Yeah, so growing profitably is always the primary concern. We don't have venture capital backing. We don't have, you know, rich uncles who fund our business. We started with savings and we lived in a trailer on the hemp farm that we worked, you know, that we worked and sourced from to actually get the business going. So in terms of profitable growth, I think the biggest thing is really to focus on your products. E-commerce as a sales channel is really awesome, but it is, you know, it's a gateway. The thing that brings people through that gateway is interactions with each other. And by really just increasing the value and that you deliver to customers, you know, maybe you can find ways to reduce cost or increase the quality of your products. It's just a never-ending march that as long as you continue that, I think you're going to be in a good place.
Have you explored wholesale? I've seen in the news, not so much recently, but before kind of the health crisis, wholesale brand or kind of more mainstream retail brands rather partnering with CBD and making CBD products more available. Is that something that is a trend that you've potentially identified and looking into?
Yeah, I think part of the way to deal with increasing competition is to find partners that are really strong in the areas that you're weak. And right now we are in discussions with a couple other CBD brands, finding ways to work together where they have like a much bigger retail presence, but we have a much stronger digital presence. I think working with other businesses is absolutely necessary. It just solves so many problems. You don't want to have to solve the same problems multiple times. You can just get so many efficiency gains by partnering up with the right people.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then my final question for you, Evan, is what advice might you have, having just gone through in the last, I guess, 6-8 months, gone through this kind of replatforming process from Shopify moving over to BigCommerce? What advice might you have for other small business owners, and it doesn't have to be specific to the CBD category, that might be looking to do a similar project in terms of moving to a new e-commerce platform?
Yeah, I think the number one mistake that I noticed with people switching platforms is that they don't actually make sure all of their links are working after they switch platforms. Different platforms have different link structures, and this can actually be really important for SEO, especially in regulated industries like ours, where Facebook, Google, they won't take our ad money. You really have to make sure that when you're moving platforms, your links still work. And for businesses in general, I think the biggest thing is knowing how to start and then scale up a marketing budget. I notice a lot of businesses, they think the problem with their marketing is that they're not spending enough money. Well, if you cannot spend $100 profitably on marketing, you're not going to be able to spend $100,000 profitably. So start with a really small budget, figure out how to make that budget profitable, and then scale it up, because scaling is also its own channel. You'll find that certain channels have depths that are deeper than others. You're going to hit scaling limits. So it's really, focus on your unit economics at a really small scale, like $100. Like, that's all we were spending, a week on our marketing efforts, and now we spend over $75,000 a month. So, really start with those small budgets.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that leads me to a kind of a follow-up there is, you mentioned that you're not able to advertise on certain social platforms. What did you find, and what has been the best way for you to engage and find audience and communicate with your customers?
Yeah, for us, I think something that is really awesome to do is to find a way to make samples of your product really cheap. So this doesn't work for every different product type, but it works really well for CBD, where most of your products are kind of in the $15 to $50 range. If you figure out a way to make really, really cheap samples that cost $1 or $2 each, you can send these to customers for free. And as you start to build that customer profile of, okay, who do you give these samples to? You can really scale that up and then let your customers do the work for you. They're going to tell their friends, they're going to share it around on the internet, on social media. And I think, free samples on a digital level is really kind of unexplored.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept there, kind of getting that word of mouth going. And you think of that traditionally as more a physical play, but to your point, now in a digital environment, that can really be beneficial.
Yeah, thanks to the postal office, they have this thing called first class mail. And for under $4, you can basically send a pound of, a pound package anywhere in the United States. And that's absolutely incredible. So you can get your sample cost really below $5 a person. And depending on, how your economics work, if 1 in 6 or 7 people end up purchasing, it's already profitable. And if they tell their friends, then it can really be an explosive growth engine.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, we're just about out of time for today. So I want to take this opportunity to thank Evan Marshall, the co-founder of Plain Jane Hemp, for joining us today on Total Retail Talks, telling us a little bit about his business. Thank you, Evan.
Hey, thanks, Joe. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.